Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Healthy Mind and Body Radio Show with Michael Harris, PhD. We are committed to helping you create a type of life that is worth living. Our guests are authors, speakers, healers, and industry experts who are living their dream. Join us each Monday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and start living your dream.
Good afternoon and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You've reached Michael Harris and the Healthy Mind and Body Radio Show. Blog Talk has decided that they need to put ads on my webpage, so I'm kind of like closing everything out. Today we're going to be talking about creating something, creating something completely new. And it's kind of an interesting concept. When you think about how do you create something really, really new that's never existed before? And the answer is that a lot of people, they don't know what to do. They have no clue about how to do something like that. And I had a guy come into my office one time and I've had this more than one time, but most recently had somebody come into my office and go, you know, I've completed all of my goals. I got the job. I got my wife and kids. I live in my house. I got a summer home. It's all good. And it's kind of the thing of now what? And it was really kind of a dilemma for him because he's trying to figure out, okay, I've spent all this time, all this energy, and now I don't know what to do with my time and with my energy. And it was really kind of a dilemma for him. So I thought we'd kind of go through this for a second because maybe you've got some stuff going on in your world. Maybe maybe you're not like Bob, my example, and everything is just perfect, and you're wondering what you're going to do next, and you. Ed McMahon was not standing on your doorstep. She did not win the publishing clearinghouse. So what are you going to do now? And so we're going to kind of talk about this because I want you to think about, what it is that you want to accomplish. And I'm going to ask you to do it a different way because frequently what I do is I ask you, what do you want and when do you want it and how will you know when you get it and all that good stuff that I normally do. But I'm going to add a little something today that might seem a little funky when we get started. But just roll with it because it's going to work, okay? So what I'd like you to do is, think about your best day, okay? It was one of those days where, or your best moment. You did the right thing. You won the big game. Your child was born and they handed it to you. We're talking about a good day in which everything is going exactly the way that it's supposed to be. And the reason that I want you to think about that is I want you to pay attention to your physiology just for a moment, okay? And, create that picture or put a spot down on the floor where it's your best moment, your best time. You did, what it was that was supposed to have happened. And I want you to step into that and just, like, put that suit on, your best day's suit. And I want you to notice, okay, notice your posture. Notice your breathing. Notice where your balance is. Are you standing on your heels? I don't think so. You're either standing in the centers of your feet or you're standing slightly on your toes, like you're poised and ready for action. And I want you to pay attention to the quality of your breathing. I want you to pay attention to where your gaze looks. When you got somebody who's upset, or they're having a bad day, generally they're looking at the ground, they're looking at the ceiling, they're looking off to the side. They're not looking straight ahead. Notice where your eyes are looking. Notice the width of your perceptual field. Okay, when you're in that zone, your peripheral vision and your standard horizon vision are kind of like meshed into one. You can take in the whole picture at the same time. Now, also, I want you to kind of tune in to the language that's going on in your head. You know, how you're speaking. You're not using some whiny voice that doesn't sound like Elmer Fudd or Eeyore. You know, oh, I don't know, I guess it'll be okay. No, it's like you are speaking directly about what has accomplished, what your capabilities are. And from this place, this resource place, and I want you to practice getting into this space, because this is the place that you make the changes in your world. This is something that you should be doing on a daily basis. You start your day and you step into your power position, or you step into your most resourceful position, and then you plan your day, and then you begin your day. All right. Now, while you're standing in this spot and you take a breath, now what do you want? Okay? What do you really, really want in your life? Okay, and what's real interesting, I was reading an article about the difference between having and being the other day, and there's actually a whole trend out there. Most people, when they decide that they want something, or that they want to achieve something, they go, I'd like to have this. I want this, or whatever this is, you know, whether it's a feeling or it's a material object or whatever it is. And they go, okay, I want this. Now, what do I have to do in order to get that? And then they eventually will get to the part where they have to be someone other than the person that they're currently being in order to do, in order to have. Well, I'm going to suggest that you do it a little bit differently. When you are being that powerful person, that most resourceful person, that person that just won the big game, you succeeded at the goal, you made the right decision, you carried it through, you accomplished whatever it was. When you're being that person, what is that person doing? You know, just let that person, that person that you are being now, let you just walk around in that person's day and notice how they're doing what they're doing. And then you walk around in that space for a while. You know, think about staying in this space for a day or a week or a month or even a year. What would you have at the end of a week? What would you have at the end of a month or the end of a year if you could access this resource state every single... So what we're talking about creating something new, in order to create something new, you have to create a realm, an area, a space of possibility, of capability. If you think about it for a moment, every single solitary thing that exists on this planet in our modern culture, including the internet that you're listening to me now, came out of somebody's head because it didn't exist. There is no internet tree. There is no car tree. There's not a bush where you pick your shoes off of or your clothes off of. Every single solitary thing that we've ever had came out of somebody's head and was transferred into physical space. And if you think about some of the wonders that we have on this planet, of things that are possible, we know that it is possible to achieve that level of creativity. So my question is when you're being that person, when you are standing in that space, feeling that power coursing through your veins, what are you doing? And I want you to listen to this audio a couple of times because I want you to take some time and teach yourself how to automatically put yourself into this space. I've talked on several occasions that I have this button that I have, you know, an anchor that I have installed to do public speaking when I go to a group. If you've ever seen me speak in public, what you will notice is that my physiology absolutely changes. Because it, you know, for in essence, it's showtime. It is time to be in that space and be resourced so that I can transfer ideas, I can help people, I can do the things that I need to do so that the person who is listening to me, maybe they're a little down and I don't know it. Maybe they had some bad news just before they walked in. And it's time. It's time to step into that space. Hang on, I'm getting a pop. I think I have gotten myself a nice little virus. Doesn't matter. We're moving on. Okay, so go back to that space. Step in there. Feel your physiology. Take a breath. Okay. Look where you're looking. Look out into your future. And think about what it is that you'd really like to do. I mean, maybe you've achieved a lot, okay? You've achieved a lot. Maybe you have that job, or maybe you have that income, or you have that relationship that you wanted. Now ask yourself this question. How can I make it better? How can I make it better and make it more effective, more efficient? How can I make the same amount of money or more and create more time with my family, create more joy, create more whatever? And this is where you pull in, this is when you start thinking about that life wheel that I've talked about before. There's 8 different areas of your life. And those areas are, and by the way, if you want me to send you a copy of the life wheel, just send me an email at drn@drmichaelharris.com. Take a piece of paper, draw a circle, divide it into 8 sections, starting on any direction that you want. The very first section is your career, your income. You have your career, you have your income, you have your friends and family, you have your intimate other, you have your health, you have your personal and spiritual growth, and you have your fun and recreation. Your goal that you are trying to accomplish needs to show up in every single context of your life wheel. That is how you achieve mastery at a new level. Your goal, let's say that you wanted to lose weight. That's like my favorite topic. Or it seems to be the one that people come in, they want to stop smoking, or they want to lose weight. Okay? When somebody forms a goal to lose weight, okay, it doesn't, most of the time people create a goal that gets them to the part where they've lost the weight. They never plan past the losing weight. They don't plan out 5 years, 10 years, 20 years beyond, okay, I've lost the weight and now I'm doing all of these different things and I'm having all of this joy in my life as a result of this goal. And it shows up in this way in my career, and it shows up this way in my income, and it shows up this way in my friends and family, and it shows up this way in my intimate relationships, and it shows up this way in my health, and it shows up this way in my spiritual and personal growth, and it shows up this way in my fun and recreation. It has to be a global change. And that global change is within the confines of every single context of your life. So what do you really want? What do you want to have? What do you want to create? What type of legacy are you going to imagine? And it needs to be big. It needs to be really big. And I want you to think about that for a second. It needs to be so big that you're going, wow. Okay? And it's not just wow, you know, you feel a little bit of, I wonder if I can accomplish that. It's like, wow, you can't wait to have that. This is something that if you're going to achieve it, when you are stepping into that space, this is something that you're going to want to do every single day. So I'm asking you to imagine something that is absolutely huge in your life that is going to make an impact. And I saw a meme on Facebook the other day. Is imagine something that's so big that even if you failed, even if you tried and fell flat on your face, the world would be a better place. What type of change could you imagine in your world? What type of new life could you imagine that is so big that other people are going to benefit? Now, we're going to go through the other aspects of your WellForm.com. This is something, yeah, it's big. You might need help, okay? But if your WellForm.com requires other people to change even one little bit, it's not WellForm. This is something that you create and that you manage, and you are responsible for it. And if other people help you, they are either choosing to help you because they're getting on board with your cause. They're getting on board with your legacy or your legend. Either that or you're paying them, you know. And I got a newsflash for you. If you've ever had employees, you know that there's no way that you can pay an employee enough to care. The people either care or they don't care. And what you're looking for is you're looking for a goal that is so huge that it's infectious, that people go, man, that is the coolest thing. I want to be part of this. I want to help. How can I help? And there has to be something in it for them. There has to be a benefit in them or for them, or they're not going to get on board. This, you know, we're talking about a global change. We're talking about the level of Gandhi telling the British that they have to leave India because it's time for them to go. I mean, that was a paradigm shift of massive proportion, and the British were prepared to fight, and Gandhi wasn't ready to fight. He just said, no, that's not what we're going to do. We're just, you know, it's time for you to leave. This is the level of change that we're talking about. We're talking about changing your business, changing your family, changing the way that you communicate, changing the way that you respond to others in a way where the high road is your default. You know, and you know, quite frankly, the way that our society is currently organized, the way that our news media is currently organized, they don't spend any time teaching you, or in public schools are the same way. They don't teach you how to access your power states. They don't teach you how to put yourself into a position of total receptivity. Instead, what they do is they stress you out. You know, like, oh, there's good news, but, you know, for Bob, there's not, you know, he's never going to have any. They create some kind of news, little news feeder, and they say, you know, blah, 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 blah. But if you want to find out more, you know, tune in 45 minutes. That means you have to stay tuned to their show. They're not really interested in you being in a power position. So one of the things that you probably need to do is you probably need to disconnect. You need to disconnect from people who are busy being afraid. Okay, and if you go back to that power position, you're not afraid. It's already over with. You've already succeeded. And that is the place that you need to be, is in a place where you have already succeeded. And then you ask yourself, from the position of being, what do you really want? What do you really want? When do you want that? Okay. And the win part, I've done a couple of different shows about getting your elephant that you're about to eat into the correct size so that you can chew it. You need to take small bites. You need to put it into pieces that are manageable. If your goal is 10 years long, or if your goal is 5 years long, you need to break that into a minimum of 5 pieces. Okay, one for each year. You want to take each one of those years and break those into 12 pieces, or break it into quarters. What are you going to do first quarter, second quarter, third quarter? How are you going to make these this goal into an achievable format that you can stay motivated because you're always succeeding, always succeeding, always succeeding. And then you move to the next step. And you have to continuously move toward that. And the way that you do that is that you imagine a compelling future, okay? And you do that by imagining you having this goal already completed, and you're 6 months down the road from this completed goal. All the dust has settled. You've completed the goal, and I want you to like stand in that spot and look back and see what you did. What did you have to do? What did you have to overcome? What did you have to personally change? And what modifications did you have to make in your lifestyle, in your thought style, in your eating style, in your sleeping style, in the way that you interact with others in order to achieve that goal? And once you have that, and if you spend enough time in that space, what will happen is that the pieces around you will begin to form. If you think about something that happened, in the past that was good, think of something good that happened in the past. When you step into that memory, all the pieces are there. The floor's there, the ceiling's there, the walls are there, there's people there. You can hear people talking. You can feel emotions and sensations in your body. It's a 3D wraparound scenario, okay? And what we're attempting to do is to create a 3D wraparound scenario that has all the pieces in place out there in the future, and that's not really how people do that. People, when they create a possible future or a future that they want, generally it's more 2D. There's some pieces missing. They don't have all of the story, and that's why I wanted to like project you out 6 months past this goal, so that you can start backing up into that goal, and then start backing up into where you were. And if it's a 5-year goal, where are you on your goal? At your fourth year, you should be able to see the finish line from the fourth year. You should be able to see it. From the third year, you're going to be able to just see that fourth year mile marker, and you're going to know where you're going. Okay, from the second year, you should be able to see the third and the fourth. So when you're looking at that, you're organizing it so that your view is downhill. You can see where you're going. You can see the path. Maybe there's a twist and a turn there, but you can see it. It's coming up. You know that you're going to have to make adjustments in your path as you're going along. But when you're standing in that space, and you've created something new, you've created a club, you've created a lifestyle, you've created a company, you've created a piece of machinery or a mechanism that makes this planet a better place, this journey would have been completely worthwhile. I want you to listen to this a couple of times because there's a lot of information in here. And if you ever need to ask me a question, just call my Google Voice at 214-702-3774. You can always send me an email at drm@drmichaelharris.com. I'm also on Google, and I'm also on Facebook. I will talk to you guys next week.
Welcome to the Healthy Mind and Body Radio Show with Michael Harris, PhD. We are committed to helping you create a type of life that is worth living. Our guests are authors, speakers, healers, and industry experts who are living their dream. Join us each Monday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and start living your dream.